Hello. Thank you all for tuning in to another week of Amongst Friends. So we definitely hope that you had a good weekend and are having a good week thus far. I'm Bridget Taylor, of course. And to my right, when we get situated, is the also fabulous, also I'm Every Woman, also just everything, the Rob.
What up? Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm not feeling it today, but I'm here. What's up? How y'all doing? It's been real, all that good stuff, and whatever.
What's wrong? You having one of those days?
I'm just not feeling like a yes in the building, even though I just gave you one.
We thank you for that.
It wasn't loud or anything, but hey y'all, how y'all doing?
And again, I am Bridget Taylor. We're one host short. He should be walking in a couple minutes now. Mm-hmm. But while he is taking his time and joining the party, you all can join in on the conversation by dialing in
760-683-2662.
We love the feedback that we get on Facebook. We definitely love callers even more. Speaking of Facebook, you can contact us on the Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show page, and also in the Amongst Friends fan page, where you can ask to join, and one either three of us will be happy to accept you, and also you can leave comments as well. So now we got that out the way. So there is this new dating site that specializes in, and I can tell you, I'm on the website, it's called Smoocher. Specializes in discover black singles by complexion, hairstyle, and moral views. It's called Smoocher, S-M-O-O-C-H-R. And if you go to the website, there is a dark-skinned brother and a light-skinned sister, which is nothing wrong with that, but it specializes in finding people based on hair type. So if you're 1A, 2B, whatever, complexion, it says moral views and more. I don't know the hell, you know, moral views are they talking about, but it seems like they're putting the aesthetic first, which is the complexion. They put that first before hair texture. Now, this has left Black Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely got their collective panties in a rage. A couple Sundays ago, you know, they was hashtagging shut down Smoocher.
Oh.
One of the writers for The Root basically called it a digital paper bag test.
Mm.
And some other bloggers as well as websites were saying how, you know, this is just causing division amongst African Americans. Me, I'm on the fence. Once I'm on the fence, it doesn't affect me. I'm indifferent by it. I figure if someone is looking for somebody based on complexion or hair texture type, they're probably doing you a favor. I mean, if they're that shallow that, you know, the complexion is more important than anything else, you know, they're doing you a favor. Also, while you're out, you know, they're freeing you from having your time wasted. But, of course, not everybody is seeing it that way. Being that I am a blogger myself, I posted, you know, my post about it to many different sites. And feedback that I've gotten primarily from sisters, and I would say more, majority of them are, you know, brown skin to dark skin. And that said, well, sarcastically, well, you know, that excuses me. Or, well, I see, you know, I'm not going to be smart type. And, you know, when you look at pop culture, you know, nowadays, music, what have you, you know, you do tend to see or hear about, particularly in rap, where a lot of rappers are talking about, I love me a Redbone. Redbone this, Redbone that. Matter of fact, the opening line by Lil Wayne and Young Money's All Around the World is, I like me long hair, thick, red bone. And then you look at TV shows. You know, when you do find two African American leads or characters, majority, not all, but majority, you know, one is dark and one is light. And most of that time, it is the male that is dark and the sister that's light. So, D-Rock, what do you think about the concept of smooching?
Different strokes for different folks.
Did you go to the website?
I have not, because I am trying to ensure that everybody can hear us from the beginning to the end. And I'm not quite sure. So if you're listening and you can't hear us, please send a message to let us know.
Right.
So that we can make sure that you hear everything that I have to say, because it's so important. I haven't gone to the site. I had, to be perfectly honest, guys, I still don't know. What did you call it?
Smoocher.
Smoocher.
Yeah, Smoochr.
Okay.
And it's funny, if you go
Smooch, Smoochr.
No.
Okay. So when you talked about it last week, you know, I kind of heard about it in passing, but it was just like, it's just another site with a bunch of, okay, I'm not bitter or anything like that, but some no good dudes who only out to bang. So why would I sign up? But then I was like, oh, my gosh, I need to sign up so that I can tell the people when we talk about it next week so we can talk about the foolishness that it is. And I never got to it. So that's what happened.
Well, that's all right. If you're looking for, if you're using Google and you're looking for a smoocher, you will see, you know, different sites. The smoocher dating app is getting negative reviews. TheRoot.com, a black dating app we don't need. You know, of course, you know, Best Black Twitter Reactions, which was, you know, negative.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Mail, .com, Smoocher causes outrage by inviting users to choose matches based on, you know, complexion and everything. You know, like you said, you know, you like what you like. Can't knock that.
Okay.
But do you think that a site like this, if a wide variety of the color wheel, you know, signs up, I'm pretty sure there's some inquisitive people, you know, just like other dating, you know, sites, they might not take part in it. They might want to sign up and look at it. And in an age where, you know, still, you know, seems like, you know, the fair skin seems to get a little preferential treatment. Do you think someone that is not of that hue is wasting their time on a site like this?
No, because I feel like very interesting. Like the complexion. So I signed up, guys. I haven't put a picture out there, but just looking. So the complexions are mocha, pecan, almond, vanilla, chocolate, and caramel. Yo, I don't know if I'm mocha or if I'm chocolate or if I'm a little bit of almond, or, I mean, like, I don't, the inside of the almond, the outside, like, I'm not sure. So, I'm confused. Then there are the intent is rather not say, friends looking for a relationship, dating and ready to marry. This is interesting. Okay, so you wait, check this out. So then you're looking for a relationship. Let's just say that we do that. Then it says, what is your relationship status?
After you already But it gives you options to choose the complexion that you're looking for first, right? And then ask them, what's your intent for using the site?
What I don't understand is, if you're married, because it says single, divorced, married, widowed, separated. If you're married and or separated, why are you on a dating site? I don't understand.
They can
I'm
have
confused.
Friends, can't they?
Do what?
They can have friends, can't they?
Oh, single parent. Lord. Oh, it also has single parents will date single parents, will not date single parents. Oh, my God.
And so is that fail?
Even, wait, hold up.
Okay.
It has character. Submissive, loyal, vixen, nice, sapiosexual, independent, angry, artistic, lame, dreamer, hotep. God-fearing, chill, confident, dreamer, jazzy, down-to-earth, conscious, no filter, protective, hustler, intellectual, and entrepreneur, life of the party, street-loving, spiritual, chivalrous, dominant, ambition, and stable. Like, who's going to choose lame? I mean, like, really?
It sounds like a rap video casting call.
Who's going to choose hotel? Who's going to choose? Like, which one? Like, I don't even know which one you should choose because it just doesn't make any sense. Okay, here it is. Here, natural. It got hair is locked, natural hair. Weave, extensions, afro, short hair, big hair, clean cut, and beard. So should I do short hair or big hair? Or should I do natural hair? See, because technically, because I have color in my hair, I'm not natural.
So would your hair be medium? Length? Not short.
It doesn't give me an option for that.
So it's just either long or short?
Long. It says short hair, big hair, natural hair. I'm going to put natural.
So I guess yours would fall in between big hair and natural.
There's no result. So apparently, ain't nobody on this site. But I did do a filter. How do you? Oh my gosh. Let me widen up the range. 55? Can you go more? Okay. And let's see. Results. There's no results. There's nobody out there. They've canceled it.
I'll tell you, Black Twitter got up all up in arms and matter of fact, here is Levity.com. One of the writers, Tyler Young. This is the article. Let's be real. The Smoocher app is a digital brown paper bag test, which was, you know, one of many sites that said the same thing. So probably with the uproar.
This site is from Smoocher.com. Somebody just asked the question.
Yes.
Smoocher. But I don't see, I mean, I know it talks about the whole brown paper skin and all this kind of stuff, but,
So do you think people are making too much out of nothing, or is this just a way to alienate?
Okay. There's some results. They ain't got no pictures. There are six dudes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they range from 17. What the hell?
They weren't looking when they chose the age range. They weren't paying attention.
What the hell? Okay, so from 17 to 45. Ain't nobody got no pictures up. These are chicks. So one of the chicks, there's no, wait, hold up, let me see. Wait.
So how is that though?
There's no pictures, but it's a 46-year-old woman, She has natural hair. She's caramel complexion. She's curvy. She has classy fashion style. She's 5'7". She's employed. She has a car. She's an intellectual. She does not want any more children. She will date single parents. She's here for friends, and she doesn't smoke. So maybe I was doing it wrong. Maybe I was, my filter was off. So let me, yeah. Oh.
So while you amend that, how ironic is that that site that is based off of looks that some people don't show their own pictures?
Well, I don't. This don't make no sense. Okay, search. Okay, filter. Okay.
So we have Dr. J.
Hey, y'all.
That's Coco.
How y'all doing?
Who's late?
Yes, I am.
Late.
Tardy.
Late.
I have been all day taking care of the sick and shut in.
Mm.
my husband is not doing his best.
Pictures. Oh, I'm sorry.
So I was as I was on my way, I was on Periscope listening to the conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that I can stay abreast and, you know, go ahead and jump right on in to the conversation. So online dating.
Specifically Smoocher.
Oh,
who they, in their criteria, you have to select a complexion. So you would
yeah,
be chocolate.
Yeah.
I mean, like dark chocolate.
What's wrong
I
with
mean,
that?
Midnight.
What's wrong with selecting?
That's the thing. So do you find a problem with that?
He said that
Black Twitter was having a fit because they was like, this is the online version of the brown paper bag test.
What's wrong with that? We as Black people, we do it all the time. We do the brown paper test in our head when we look for potential people to date anyway. So what's wrong with an app doing it for us? What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, this isn't the first app that does, quote-unquote, the brown paper bag test.
What other site does this? Because I've never heard of this before. Somebody said that it's no different than height.
I never heard of height.
What do you mean?
You mean height as in
height,
a site?
As
oh,
in height.
Height. I thought that was
right.
A site or something.
No. They're saying that there's no issue with complexion.
Right.
It's no different than height. So what's the big problem?
Right. And I agree with that.
Wait. Oh. They said you won't. Listen.
They said what?
I'm waiting for you already.
No, it was. They keep sending messages.
Oh, okay.
Hold up. They said that you want what you want. It's more of a detailed screening.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the reason why I said, yeah, absolutely, is because I guess because back in the day, I wasn't even able to get on the apps because I was being got married. But when it was the website. And the website, you had height,
hold
weight.
Up. Hold up.
You
so you're saying you wasn't able to get on the site.
No, I wasn't able to get on the app.
You wasn't able to get
on the app.
Okay, so what's the difference if you was able to get on the site?
On a computer, you could get onto the website.
Because when I was on a computer,
mm-hmm.
I was younger. They didn't have apps.
Okay, so what's the problem? You were still on the site, so I'm not.
No. What I'm saying is, I've never been on the app. Like,
oh, you've never been.
App.
Oh, you've never been on the app.
Right, I never used the app. I just used the website. The
y'all
websites
Coco
are
lying.
Different than the app.
What Coco line? Somebody
I'm not lying.
Never been on the app.
There's a difference, though. It's different. Is it because when I started using America Online? Like literally online and Black Planet, it was a website. It wasn't an app.
Mm-hmm.
And so you still had that same filter. And so in my community, we had back then we had something called Adam for Adam, which back then was a website,
mm-hmm.
and now it's an app and a website. I was never privy to the app.
Okay, what's the difference? I mean, you still get the same privileges.
No. Because on the app, you have these filters where you can put in your distance.
Who can do that on the site?
Not back then. Again, they didn't have all of this technology back then.
Well, you act like you ain't been on the site in 40 years.
You do realize technology advanced.
Changes rapidly.
Especially with these dating apps. They change all the time. So back then, I could never see who was 5 feet away. Because, number one, I'm at home on a computer. So, but on the app, you can be at the bar and see who's 10 feet away, 15 feet away. It was back then. Back then, it was people in your city.
What kind of foolishness?
Because you have filters that say, okay, I'm in Washington, D.C.
But that was pretty much like most dating sites at the time.
That is unsafe.
Technology.
No, that's not safe.
What's not safe? The filters?
The filter that can say there is somebody that is 15 feet away from you and...
Yeah, I mean, it pulls up all these pictures and...
Oh, my God.
The pictures of the profiles and it says, okay, Breezy T, you click on this profile.
Somebody can stalk you.
Absolutely. It'll pull up Breezy T's picture.
Not safe.
And if he lives upstairs, it'll say, okay, he's 30 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And his profile says, I'm looking for whatever.
Some action.
Right. And we had those same filters way back in the day. I'm looking for dark skin, natural hair.
I mean, really, what else y'all gonna have?
Oh, gay men are much, much worse because we're so shallow. So back in the day, and even now, my friends go through the same thing that I was going through when I was 18, 19 on the app. They go through, the guys' hashtag line, no fats, no fins. Meaning they don't want fat men and they don't want gay men. They don't want feminine men.
The next question, is that discrimination or is that them just them liking what they like?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both.
Why?
So
you like what you like.
You do like what you like.
So I don't want no fat boy.
So would the site be a little bit about this?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. But my thing is, if you're looking for a relationship, if you're genuinely looking for a relationship with someone, a meaningful, healthy relationship with someone, why does it matter if they're fat or thin?
Because I like what I like.
But you want to be in a relationship.
But here's the thing. You're not appealing to me, I'm not going to want to go the distance for you because you're going to say something out the side of your neck and I'm going to be like,
okay, so let me ask you a question.
Take your ugly ass on up out my face, your fat self. Bye.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So what, like the person that sent the message, you like what you like, but it's in the hype. I get that. I've never heard of anybody being unappealing of the height. They just don't like it. But I never heard someone say, oh, you're ugly.
I said it.
You told smart. Oh, you're ugly because you're 5'10".
No, what I said is you're not appealing to me because I can't see you.
Okay, so now.
Hello? Is anybody there?
Right, so
I can't see
now,
you.
So now, let's go with complexions. Can you imagine someone saying to somebody that is dark or light that you're unappealing?
Yes. I grew up with it all the time.
Okay, so again, going back to the
dark skin,
that's discrimination. That's not find somebody unappealing.
How is
because,
that discrimination?
I agree with Breezy.
Why is that discrimination?
That's not going to somebody and say, you know what, you're attractive, but I prefer somebody that's like, no, you're ugly because you're dark. That is discrimination.
That's not discrimination.
It is. And this site allows people that normally would say it to people in person.
What that says is, ain't no sense to me wasting my time talking to this person because that's not what I'm interested in. That's no different than somebody signing up to a BBW dating site saying that I'm only interested in plus pals.
Yeah, but it's not like that BBW site says, oh, you know, fire made based on from small to big. This
but
one is based on complexion.
Listen, I am not interested in small women. I am only interested in larger women. What's the problem? This is no different. Y'all ain't all up in arms over that. Let the people love how they love.
All I'm saying is, if you're just looking for sex, cool, I get it.
But ain't nobody said nothing about sex.
Well, we're talking about dating sites. So, I mean, dating sites really ain't for dating. They're just for a quick fuck.
That's not true. I know people who've gotten married off of the site.
But they didn't go around looking and say, you know what, yeah, ooh,
I mean, exclusive,
you look like somebody I can marry. No, you look like somebody I can break off. Maybe have a cocktail with. That's a, ooh, yeah, you look like somebody who could be my baby's mama. Right, after I fuck you. But not at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you know I got
okay. Ring. Ain't nobody talking about Adam for Adam and how y'all do y'all.
I'm just talking about in general. I'm just men. We're not looking for 2 o'clock in the morning. We're not looking for our future wife. No, we're looking for somebody we can break off for the moment. And if it does evolve to something else, then let nature take the course. But no, we ain't generally looking for. And women,
no,
they
you
not,
ain't generally
women,
looking.
Y'all not looking for y'all knight shining armor when y'all need a quick fix for the moment. You're not looking for no knight shining armor. You're just looking for that quick fix.
Okay, I don't know about y'all hoish ways, but women are not on dating sites looking for, oh, I need my back blown out.
Oh, there
so
are
let
some.
Me go
it might
out
not be
there.
You, but there are some. Don't say women. Just say some women may not do that, because there are some out there.
Exactly.
There's some out there.
Okay, then, so you use the same practice that y'all saying. Y'all saying men go on sites looking for some ass. Don't say all, say some.
Men go
on okay, and so women
men.
Don't necessarily go on sites looking for some butt.
So, okay, back to the original conversation. So I get you like what you like. Do you think
no.
that your complexion type is
what?
I think
I don't understand.
It's programmed, and everybody around you. If you grew up and all you hear was, you know, the darker skin people were this, or the lighter skin people are this. Doesn't that program? Doesn't that shape what you like, as opposed to you forming that opinion on your own?
No. I just like what I like.
But how would you know to not like? How would you know to favor one thing or another thing if that's not what you heard?
Cause I got eyes. I can see. I don't like that. I don't want that.
Okay, but I'm talking about in regards to the complexion. So if no one said that, you know, this complexion looks better than the other, and then how would you form that opinion on your own?
What do you? So you saying that I can't have my own rational thought? I'm not caring for that. I like black. Black is beautiful to me.
Okay.
They could be saying to themselves, "See, you like skin. You got a little. What is it called? You got a little milk in your coffee."
Okay.
I'm pro black.
Let me ask you this: You're pro black.
I'm
pro black.
I'm pro black.
Pro-black.
I didn't say I was pro-black. I'm down for the spoil.
No, you're not. So, and I get what Breezy's asking. So, that's just like, you have a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
I'm generalizing,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of people saying, I'm not dating a white man. No, I'm not stepping outside of my race. Is it because they really don't want to step outside of their race? Or B, is because the mamas and grandmamas and aunties have ingrained in them, don't you bring the white man home.
They might be frowned upon for doing it.
Exactly.
No.
Shit, that's not even a possibility.
That's just like racism. Racism is you know, it's just like that. So, for me,
mm-hmm.
I don't have a preference in men. So and I get it. Now if I did have a preference, it would be a darker man. But and I understand why. Because I grew up around men who are all over the all there's a striation of men. On my mom's side, I have very dark skinned men in my family. On my dad's side, I have really red, high yellow, brown skin. So there's a big striation. So which is why I like all men, all types. But if I had my if I had to say what I really, really just absolutely had to have, it would be somebody darker than me because that's what I'm used to seeing, especially on my, and particularly on my mom's side of the family.
So funny.
Someone answered the question why women don't want white men, and they said because they have small penises.
Tell Nicole to go to bed. And that is not true. Now all white men have small penises. So she got to go to bed because I want her at work before noon. So,
you know, so what you said about, you know, liking dark men.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine who's a heterosexual. He's dark, probably darker than you. And his parents are darker than you. And he told me, you know, he told me that, you know, in his opinion, you know, two dark-skinned people don't live together. So every woman, he, like, he searches out.
Mm-hmm.
Light skin, because in his opinion, two dark skin people don't look good together.
Mm-hmm.
While both his parents produced him,
mm-hmm.
so somewhere between him being born to his being forming his opinion, something happened.
So you're saying that anybody who has a preference for something other than their complexion, something has happened to make them sway that way.
Yeah, I mean something. There is something, one thing or a number of things that influence your likes and dislikes. You know, if you like a certain type of, you know, man or some type of car, maybe because, you know, you saw that, you know, those type of men growing up or somebody in your family had that car, you like their car. Therefore, that contributes to liking that man, that woman, that car, that house, whatever. So there was something, you know. Again, he said two dark skinned people don't live together. Don't look good together. So I'm thinking, like, what do you think about your parents?
Did you ask him that?
No, I never asked him that. So, again, I think something happened. And I'm not saying that's supposed to be a bad thing, but I think something, you know, happened or a number of somethings happened that, you know, it will, you know, help contribute to his liking, light skin. So, again, like what you like, but whatever, you know, caused him to swear that way, if that thing had never happened, who's to say that he, you know, wouldn't be so, not closed-minded, but so single-minded?
I'm trying to apply your theory to my preference of tall men to say, you know, because I'm 5'9", the reason why I like tall men is because my grandfather was tall and I like the way I felt. But I feel like even if I was 5'5 or 5 feet, I'd still like tall men, period. It has nothing to do with any, just like, I'm a freak. I want to climb him.
Did you admire
him? Well, that's something that influenced your opinion then.
But it didn't have anything with, somebody, it wasn't some significant thing that changed my thinking or some impression that society gave me. It was, this is what I like.
Okay, next question. So what is it about the type of car that you have that you like about
it? It's sexy.
Okay. What?
So Kevin Hart's not sharp, not sexy to you.
So what?
He's corny as hell.
I think it's pretty funny, but so, all right. So your car, you're sexy. How did you come to that opinion?
What,
did somebody
that it was
have sexy? The same type of older car you saw?
Mm-mm. Nobody in my family had a Camaro.
No, I'm not saying in your family, but I'm saying there's something help you to like Camaro.
No, it has speed, it's sexy, and it was calling my name. That was it.
You sure that's the car I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, don't have no, you all can join in the conversation by dialing in at 760-683-2662. You know, please send us a line or two in the Amongst Friends.
I mean, come on,
Radio
so
Talk Show
have
page
a Camaro.
And the Amongst Friends page.
What is he talking about?
Okay. And I've got on Twitter. You know what they're, what Twitter has to say as well at the Amongst underscore Friends.
Yes, please ask.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you're not alone. And I'm not going to say you're exception to the rule, because I'm pretty sure, you know, some people come to like what they like on their own. But I also do think that something may have, you know, influenced that.
What?
Their opinion?
I mean, their opinions were influenced by the people that they've come in contact with. So if I was with somebody, like, say, for instance, the very first guy, interesting enough, he had a beard. Like, he had a full beard back in the day, mm-hmm. and I really liked that.
That was your trigger. My God, that was your trigger.
Okay, but it doesn't matter what his color is.
No, but that's a trigger for liking beards. Period.
Well, let me try to put this into perspective for her.
Okay, so first of all, shut it down all
no,
the way.
No, I have a question.
Because I don't
I have
know
a question.
Where you going, what you doing. So first of all,
no, you,
wow,
said you don't understand.
No, no,
so
no.
I said, let me put it into perspective for you. Let me try to put it into perspective. You know, maybe you can understand my analogy better, my example a little bit better. That is all.
Hey, sir.
So,
mm-hmm.
the first time that you ever had an orgasm,
mm-hmm.
how was it? Like, not how was it, but what was it from? Like, the first time you really had an orgasm.
Well, you already know.
I don't know.
We just had this conversation.
We just had this
so
conversation.
So don't even try, like, I don't know.
Oh, this is what the hit is, though.
The listeners.
The listeners need to mind their damn business. What they need to do.
The people want to hear.
The people want to hear. Yeah.
What they
can mind your business. You know the answer. So whatever.
Okay, so I know the answer to that. So is that not something that you enjoy to this day that the person has to do?
No.
If you're in bed.
No. It. No.
You should see his face right there.
No. It's not. It's not. Especially.
It's not.
See, because I know where you're trying to go.
Okay.
And I'm not at liberty to discuss because.
It's a yes or no question.
But it is.
Do they have to do that?
No. And here's why.
I'm listening.
It wouldn't be a problem if there wasn't some other challenges.
Like what?
I am not at liberty to say.
I am just
about oh my God!
Periscope, listen, I'm just as lost as you all are.
I don't know why Coco's trying to put my business in the street.
I'm not trying to put your business out there. But we.
You trying to put my business out there?
No, I'm just. Okay, I'm going to put my own business.
Are you really trying to be messy right now? Are you really trying to be messy right now?
I'm just trying to help you understand, and I'm trying to make you understand like how I understand, because I know the first time that I ever busted a nut, like with another person, not, you know, alone, but the first time I busted a nut with another person, I know the feeling and I know how it felt. I can revisit that moment to this day. And that's how I somewhat have to have it to this day. And I'm 35 years old. And that's happened every bit of, oh my God, decades ago. And like the person has to be on the exact same side of my body as that first person was, and they have to do somewhat similar things that same person did.
Listen.
And it takes me there. So, and it's so psychological. It is so psychological, just the same thing that Breezy talked about.
Okay. Here's what I'm saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chip wasn't all that.
I wasn't.
Listen to what I'm saying. Mr. Chip wasn't all that sexually. However, because I loved him,
mm-hmm.
I was willing to forego certain things.
Okay, got it.
So that doesn't apply. While I would rather have some things.
Right.
Sometimes you're willing to forego those things.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that.
However, in our previous conversation,
mm-hmm.
which is what prompted all this.
But we talked about this last week on the air.
No, we
brought
didn't.
It up.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We didn't talk about what, you know what the hell I'm
no,
talking about.
No, we were talking about, like, preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it's pretty.
Mm-hmm. No. Not always. If you're in love, there are certain things that you're willing to put up with that
but,
you would normally not do for others.
But you could be in love and wish
mm-hmm.
or hope.
Mm-mm.
You can wish. I mean, not saying you're a good person, but, you know, it's like the cherry on top of the cake. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, definitely it's the cherry on top of the cake, but that's not my expectation. You know, like if it happens, it'd be like, ooh. Thank you. But if it never happened, it wouldn't be one of those situations where I'm tipping out looking for someone to fill that need.
No, I'll just have to go with
I was trying to
make her understand.
Yeah,
and it didn't work.
I'll come up with another analogy.
Mm-hmm. Why are y'all trying to sway me to some side when I'm okay with how I am?
No,
right?
I'm not trying to sway you, but in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
you think that there aren't any catalysts to some people liking what they like.
Right.
That they just reach that on their own. And I'm saying I don't doubt that for some people. I just like to understand that for some people there was a catalyst.
And I've not said... Not one time have I not said that there aren't people who are swayed for whatever reasons. What I said is that there are people out there who like what they like. It is just what it is. Just like this man has a preference for extremely chocolate man, he chose a light bright.
I didn't choose.
Oh, you didn't choose?
He was chosen.
Oh, you didn't choose.
He was chosen.
Go on and tell the world you didn't choose. Go ahead.
I just did.
Lies.
He chose me.
So he said, are you okay?
That's funny.
He forced your hand?
He did.
Do you need help? Do you need out of the relationship? Are you scared?
I'm not scared. I just went along.
So you made a choice.
To go along.
So you made a choice.
To go along.
So you made a choice.
To go along.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe that preferences
mm-hmm.
aren't always written in stone. They can be amended. So obviously something in his case.
Right, but that's
saying?
That's my point. I'm saying that he's making my point. While he has a preference.
Mm-hmm.
He likes what he likes.
I like what I like.
But he also did say there's a catalyst for his preference.
Okay, but here's the thing. While he likes what he likes, because this is Mr. One and Done, if he wasn't getting certain things, are you walking away?
No.
Oh, but you like what you like.
I do like what I like, but that doesn't mean that I'm walking away.
And you make my point.
But... My husband does remind, and I tell my husband this all the time, certain aspects of him remind me of my dad. And I didn't realize that I didn't realize that. And I didn't realize that when I married him. I didn't realize that until long after the fact. Like, certain aspects that he has reminds me of my dad. And I guess that was what the attraction was. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't see it then. But even my sister's husband reminds me a lot of my dad. Not in looks, but just the type of men that my husband is, the type of man that my sister's husband is. They both remind me of our dad. You know, just those great qualities remind me of my dad. So, and I'm thinking that was the, you know, my dad, awesome guy.
Oh, so your dad's a good man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, there are certain aspects about my husband that I don't care for that's not of my dad. There are certain aspects of my brother-in-law that I don't care for that's not of my dad. But for the most part, they both remind me of my father.
So let's say you weren't married for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Would someone of his complexion, the complexion alone, stop you, prevent you from even talking to that person?
No, not at all. Nope.
We're,
so okay,
we're
so
talking about that
okay, so would,
yep.
would you be on Smoocher trying to check in all the boxes, running the gamut?
I want it all. Okay. I want all of y'all to call. I want tall, short, skinny, big, light, and dark.
But
here's
the thing.
But
is the part? What is your issue?
I don't discriminate. Is what
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to
you. No, it's
what's your issue with this site? Why?
Oh, I don't have an issue. I just thought it was a different. I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
You know, it is a lightning rod. You know, I don't think it's any different from any other, shallow based, you know, site. But there are people out there,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, some of my readers, you know, just feel like, well, this is just another avenue for me to be discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard that, you know, so many times. I was like, well, let me talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard people, I'm pretty sure, you know, you all may have heard other people, you know, tell somebody, oh you look good or you're pretty for a dark skinned person. As if to say. You know,
am I supposed to be ugly because I'm dark?
Damn. Right. You know, it's kind of like when some white folks give us a backhanded compliment. Oh, you speak so well. Like,
so
how the hell am I supposed to speak? You know, you look good. You're pretty. For a dark skinned person.
You speak so well to be black.
And I could see somebody like that. See somebody like that, you know, being on this site.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly how it is. And I think, you know, maybe these sites were created by some, you know, bigot.
Now, I think if someone says that, that's beyond, that's beyond preference. That's discrimination. Well, you know, if you were lighter, I might give you time of day.
I've had that before. The guy said if I was smaller, he could give you time of day.
Mm-hmm. I've had guys who say, you look good for a big girl.
Same thing.
And here's the difference. This is how the... Can you get off my foot?
I'm sorry.
Hence where the dog catcher came from. Because when he said, yeah, I can't fuck with a big chick, he ended up paying my bills. Okay.
Well, you must have given
and
that.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't give up the box. Now what?
You gave him that.
Yeah, it's a...
I'm just asking.
Yeah, I had some.
There was no sexual relationship.
Did you let him cuddle with you?
Ooh.
That might have been what happened. That's not sexual. Like you said, that's not sexual.
You like a good cuddler.
Yeah. I do like a cuddler, but it had nothing to do with cuddling. I just had mad game, respect game, Nick.
Okay.
That's all it was.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I'm just asking a question.
But did you cuddle with him, though? In addition to your mad game?
No, it wasn't. I wasn't cuddling until later on.
Okay, after your bills were paid.
Okay.
After what?
After your bills were paid.
No. I'm saying I didn't do that with them.
Okay.
Saying I'm not gonna pay nobody damn bills, and you gotta be giving up.
I was giving up something. I was giving up my time.
More conversation and some time and some moves. I'm gonna need to. We gonna give you swallow.
Ha ha.
You're gonna get pregnant in the world.
Oh.
Which one is it gonna be?
Don't cut the pearls.
Which one is it gonna be? I'm just saying. Which one?
That's what you say now.
Nope, that's what I know.
Mm-mm.
So, but when somebody says you know, you're cute for a big girl or you're cute for dusty friend, how does that make you feel?
That doesn't make me feel any kind of way because everyone has their preferences.
But yeah, I think so, something like that is beyond preference. I think that that's just discrimination.
I didn't feel discriminated against. You have your preferences. I'm not going to be mad. That's just like, and this isn't the conversation, but it's just like, nowadays, where in these little league games, everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. Everybody has their preference.
But everybody,
I'm not knocking it. Okay, guess what? You ain't lying. I am cute and I am a big girl. What's the problem? I am. Did you lie when he said you cute for a dark-skinned dude? Okay, you dark.
Well, it makes me think, are all dark-skinned dudes supposed to be butt ugly?
Right. You're the exception to the rule.
So, but here's the thing. I guess it's
why can't
all...
I just be, you're cute?
Yeah, or why can't dark-skinned just be cute?
I'm nice-looking. You know, why can't it just be that? Why I got to be cute for a dark-skinned?
Why you got to add that in?
Why do you have to be cute for a thick girl? You know, why? Why can't I just be cute?
Because you chocolate. So you're cute and chocolate. Two wins.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem? I guess it's all in perspective and how you look at it.
Oh, yeah. When I was younger.
Everybody wants to be offended these days.
When I was younger, I dated a Geechee.
I don't know what that is. That sounds like
yellow.
It's offensive. What is that? That sounds like harsh. That sounds like you call somebody a nigga.
It depends on what side of the country you're from. Which
you're from South Carolina.
She's
from South Carolina.
Okay, Geechee in South Carolina is completely different than Geechee in Louisiana.
And then there's something off the coast of Georgia, too.
Yeah.
And she was dark-skinned, and she heard growing up.
They talk like this because they can try to sing.
Yeah, I do. But growing up, all she heard was, you know, yeah, you look good for a dark skinned girl, or you're ugly. You know, if you were lighter, then when I came along, I heard tell her she gave me a chance. I was lighter to like her. Something about me. So again, you know, hearing that, while I was, you know, the exception to the rule, you know, her catalyst for liking men that like them darker than me was, because she was discriminated against by, I guess, my place or life. So, yeah, you like what you like. Sometimes, our self-preservation, self-love, you know, your life, your purpose is giving a nudge. Or because, you know, you weren't treated so good,
mm-hmm.
you know, by a particular, you know, group or people, and you want to distance yourself from them as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you?
No, I just find it interesting. That's not been my life. I don't know. I just think that. I guess I'm just too optimistic, you know, about life in general. That when people make side comments or whatever, mm-hmm. it's not that I'm taking it as a dig or whatever. It's just, okay, great.
I think what it is, for those that heard those type of things growing up, you know, that I can imagine that it would mess with their psyche.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm dark skinned, and let me stop lying. I am dark skinned. I'm not as dark as you.
You're not dark.
I am dark skinned.
You're dark brown. I'm going to give you a dark brown, but you're not dark skinned.
If I would not pass the paper bag test, okay?
Okay.
That would make me dark skinned, okay?
A paper bag is brown. You're darker brown.
Okay. Which makes me dark skinned. And I mean, the only thing that I grew up with is, well, no, I can't even say I grew up with that because I didn't get real big until after high school. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I was bigger than all of my friends in high school. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back then it was what you would call thick.
Right.
That guys like.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's just.
No, what it is, you heard those same things. You just said let affect
right, because I was cute. So it was like, what's the problem?
Yeah, but even, you know how I say, particularly women, like some attractive women have a hard time finding dates.
Mm.
So even if you are cute for a dark-skinned person, you're still cute. If you are, you know, cute for a big person, you're still big.
Mm.
But even aesthetically, everybody can see you, like, are you beautiful? Even ones that like, you know, dark and big. But that person can't see it, you know, because their psyche, like, oh, you're attractive. No, I'm not. So
who is that? Maybe, see, this is where I thank the Lord for my mother, because my mom was like, baby, check this out. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and you are beautifully and wonderfully made. Don't let nobody tell you different. And she engraved that in me. So I walked out the house like, bitch, yes. You see all this? Yes. This is it. So when somebody was like, you big, you cute for a big girl, and I was like, and you know it.
But again, that's what I'm saying. You didn't let it affect you the way that others have. Like, even those that are attractive.
I think a lot of that could be from your black and whiteness, because you're so black and white. You don't
right.
see the gray.
I don't see all this gray.
You don't see all
you,
this gray.
You seriously want me to be over in the corner about, oh my God, he gotta be fat. Okay, bitch, I know I'm fat too.
That's
and
me.
Come on.
What are you,
seriously?
That used to be me.
How is that possible?
What do you mean, how is that possible? Because I was bigger than what I was, than what I am. I was still cute, but I was just bigger.
Okay,
and
somebody
like,
who's
oh, egg, no fat, no fins. That does up to your psyche.
Who? Why?
Okay, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you the abridged version of this story. I'm 35, so 12 years ago, I was 22 during the time. Maybe 13 years ago. Anyway, I was 22 during the time. I went out to dinner with some girlfriends of mine. This was during the time where I was living with my grandmother. Didn't have a lot going on financially at all. I was 22. Driving an old beat-up Maxima. So I go out to eat with my girlfriend, and I met this cute guy. And I was sitting, and he was the cutest little boy. I was like, oh, he's cute. I just want to eat him up. And so my whole thing is I like approaching people like, you know, hey, how you doing? And that's what I did. He was our waiter. And so I was like, hey, my name is Toby, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we're talking. We exchanged phone numbers. I called him when I got back home because it was a 30-minute ride. We talked on the phone. We hit it off. I was like, okay, I want to take you out on a date, you know, blah, blah, blah. He was like, all right, I'm down. So I go pick him up on the date. For this day, he was living in a dorm, you know, one of the dormitories at one of the HBCUs in South Carolina. Anyway, so I go pick him up, and at first his, you know, everything was all cool, and then we get to the restaurant, his whole demeanor changed. And I'm just like, okay, what's going on? We had this nice restaurant. I'm looking good, smelling good. What's going on? And in the middle of the day, he was like, I didn't realize that you were that big, and I don't date big dudes at all. He's like, because when I met you, you were sitting, and I didn't really get to see all of you. So this will really be our last date.
Oh, well, good for him for being honest.
And
stop, Dad, what do you mean? Good for him for being honest.
What would you rather him string you along and get you all caught up in your feelings?
I'd rather us finish this damn date first before
okay.
you talk about let's
okay.
Oh, good for you. Kudos to you for being honest. No, I was crushed.
Why?
Because my feelings were hurt.
Why?
Just one of them call me fat. Just
he know what he said was, you said he was a small something.
He was really small. Like
okay,
about
so?
28 in the waist. Like small and skinny.
Okay, so if he's small and skinny, of course you're bigger than him.
He can jump across the damn table and get in our throat. So that was our first and last date.
Okay.
I dropped him off at the back of the dorm, mm-hmm. and on the way home for 30 minutes, I literally cried.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Who cried?
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I'm not joking you. I boo-hoo cried, and that's one of the reasons why I started going to the gym, because of him. That prompted me to seek out a gym membership. I never had a gym membership up until this point because I couldn't afford it. So I was in school during the time. 2 weeks later, I meet my ex, and he and I dated for 8.5 years. But so I'm in school. 2 weeks later, meet my ex. No, 2 weeks later, I meet my ex. And me and my ex are in a relationship. Time goes on. I graduate from Tech with my respiratory degree, and I'm working in the hospital system now. So I'm working night shift, just bought my car, lost some weight, gained some muscle, looking good. And I pull up to the gas station to get some gas in my brand new car because I've already had it 2 weeks, and I've already driven the gas out. I go to try to pump gas. My debit card isn't working, and I'm like, I know money is on this damn card. I just got my first check from the hospital, so I know money is on this card. So I had to walk in the gas station. I walk in the gas station, and who's the gas station attendant? It's him. It's him. So I'm cute. I done dropped weight. I've got my new car out there. I got my apartment around the corner. I live alone now. And I see him at the gas station. So I'm fresh haircut, and I had hair during this time, too. So I was cute. So he tried to get with me. No, boo, I'm still the same person, still the same personality. Still the same person. I just dropped some weight, and now you're trying to be, no.
Would you say all like gas attendants?
Yeah. Keep pumping gas, boo. No. So, yeah, he tried to get with me during that time, and I was like, you lost that chance because I don't know somebody.
You know what? Either he was so into you or so shallow that when he saw you, seemed like his for the fact that he seen, you know, your full body can just change his whole mood, his whole demeanor.
Holy
either he was so into you or he just that shallow. Like the fact that he could go from a smile to a frown.
Because on the phone he was all giddy, we were talking, we were laughing.
How old was he?
We were the same age.
Which was?
22.
Yeah.
He was still in school when I met him. When I saw him again 2 years later, he was still in school, still living in the dorm. Because mind you, he was like, you don't. On the day, he was like, you live with your grandma and you drive this old beat up car and all. He told me all that. He was like, I don't get with dudes like that. You got to have your own place. Mind you, he was living in a dorm. Exactly. And when I saw him again 2 years later, he was still in school, living in the dorm. So, but I thank God I dodged a bullet because 3 years after that, he died from AIDS. I dodged it.
So, I'm still shocked about you boo-hooing in the car.
Why are you shocked? But my self-esteem was not where it is now.
People do feel that way about their self-worth or lack. Believe that a lot of people look to other people as their mirror.
Mm-hmm. It was
me. I like you. I never had that problem. You know, I growing mm-hmm. up, and when I say this, I'm the middle
uh-huh.
of three children.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was the one that was, you know, given away, you know, put up for adoption. You know, not the, you know, the oldest or the baby, but the middle. Now, I've come across some people, you know, in my time that, you know, themselves were adopted, and they felt abandoned. And here I am not feeling that way. You know, my parents, I don't say adopted parents, so that's, you know, I feel like it's disrespectful. The only time I say that is like if I'm explaining the story, so I mean, you know who's who. Like if I say my dad and my father, you know. So with my parents, and I know this is off the subject, but with my parents, every day, I probably receive the love, the attention, the focus, the, you know, the everything that would probably rival and it not make most biological children jealous. So it didn't affect me that way. I never felt a sense of why me. While I've met some people that have. Mm-hmm. You know, your mother did a great thing, you know, but just think, there are a lot of parents out there that, you know, told the same thing to their child for whatever reason. You know, it didn't stick. Maybe it's peer pressure. You know, because, you know, about 13 to 15, you're starting to form your own opinions yourself. A lot of that comes from your environment, you know, comes from your social group. So you kind of distance yourself from, you know, your parents' likes and dislikes. So especially around that age, you're kind of combating each other. So there are some people that, like I said, they hear every day, oh, you're loved, you're beautiful, you're great. But, you know, their society or their group, you know, may say some things, or people at school may say some things, because you're around your friends more than you are your family. You know, if you think through, you know, how long is school? 6 hours, 7 hours?
Yeah,
all right, so times five, you spend more time around your friends.
Right. I get what you're saying and all this. It's just I'm still trying to.
You can't comprehend it.
I can't, I mean, I want, my sister is adopted and she's mixed. And so, of course, she was light-skinned, thick in all the right places, hair down her back, you know what I'm saying? She was, you know what I'm saying? And I was a thick, darker-skinned sister, but I never felt like I needed to compete with her because of my complexion or my size. So I guess it's just real foreign to me because what she liked, I didn't like. You know what I'm saying? And even the guys that I was really into, while things didn't work out, like my high school sweetheart, loved him to death. We were not together because of his preference.
So how's your high school sweetheart?
Yeah.
He's not high school sweetheart.
We'll leave it at that.
But it was, he had his own thing. But there was nothing that could it wasn't me. I was still me. I was still me.
Again, you stood forward and said, you know what?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I have my moments when I'm feeling some kind of way about my size or, you know, whatever, because I want to be in a relationship. And so I'll say stuff like, it's because I'm thick that ain't nobody trying to holler at me because they know if they come up against me, I'm going to knock the fuck out of them. You just say, no, you like that. So they're intimidated. You know what I'm saying? I'll say that all day and I'll feel some kind of way at the end of the day.
You know, it fathoms me that, particularly in the South, that, again, you like what you like, you know, but and this is an unfair assumption, I admit that, but it's just, you know, I can't fathom how, you know, men in the South, they're not like thick, voluptuous women. And I lived there, I lived there for 12 years, but by that time I was already, you know, sophomore high school, you know, I didn't grow up.
Right.
Yeah, so I can't fathom how somebody from the South, they're not like, you know, cornbread, fed, thick.
I don't either. What is wrong with y'all?
Well, you all can then join in. You all can join in. in a conversation, you know, check us out.
760. But you did.
760-683-2662. Anything.
Lies.
I didn't.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, but you couldn't understand why, oh, back to what I was saying, you couldn't understand why I cried.
No, I did. So then tell me, what was it that clicked that made you get your big head?
Wait, what? Okay, so just like you, growing up, mm-hmm. all through school, I wasn't a big boy. I was slim, and then when I entered high school, I became thick. Still, like, solid, you know, muscular in high school. But after high school, I gained a significant amount of weight in a short period of time. And so I was considered fat, like, fat. I remember being 360 and 365, and when I'm at the table and I'm in school and I'm looking at the professor and I'm taking notes, and people are like, wake up, and I'm like, bitch, I'm on three, because I'm snoring. My breathing was snoring all day, not just certain parts of the day. It was all day. So, so yeah, he called me. He just pretty much read me like a New York Times.
Who did?
The boy.
Okay, and that was what made you change?
That was a trigger for me to.
And then you got a big head after that. You
no,
was like,
I regained
this
my
job.
Confidence. I regained the same high school and confidence. I regained that same confidence that I had when I was younger. The same confidence I have now is the exact same confidence I had as a child. And, you know, growing up through high school before I hit those young 20s.
Mm.
So my young 20s, horrible. But I had to regain that confidence.
It's just, I don't understand how you lost it.
Because I got fat.
Okay, and, but you're still fabulous, so.
But I couldn't, like, okay, so when I was much bigger, when I was fat, I couldn't fit clothes. And
so you just get larger clothes.
I couldn't afford larger clothes.
Okay.
I couldn't afford larger clothes. So
I just don't understand.
The norm for me was to wear tight fitting pants or,
we
or
know about
tight
that.
Shirts.
No, we...
and, because the shirts couldn't fit, so the buttons would be screaming out.
And we know about that. Don't we?
Yeah. So
you still do that to this day. Why?
Sometimes, because sometimes I feel as though that I'm smaller than what I really am. And even now, even as much confidence as I exude, it's still sometimes a challenge when I'm ironing my stuff at night. I try my clothes on, and not only do I try my clothes on, I do a sit test. And what that is I sit down, and if the buttons are popping open, because, you know, your button's not going to pop open unless you're sitting, and I sit at a desk all day. So if my button's not popping open when I sit down on the couch, I'm good. So,
that doesn't make any sense, because you be coming with them buttons, they be like, eh.
Because then there's those times where I'm like, you know what, I don't care. And
okay, you should care on those days.
I'll just throw a cami over to something and just call it a day.
I don't understand.
And on the flip side to that coin, as how it ties into complexion, I know some light, bright, almost white, you know, women that, you know, because and down south, pick brown, if they test and all that, you know, you got to a point where they assume that the only reason why men talked to them
mm-hmm.
is because of their complexion. Mm. You know, I've seen some ugly light skinned women think just because their light skin ain't look good. No, you just light skin, but you ugly as hell. But because, you know, they're favorites. But as far as like swim in secret, like she not hated her light skin. You know, I think some people were sometimes, you know, that might could be a couple inches taller, a little shorter, or tall, smaller, or whatever.
I think that should be shorter.
She wished that she was, you know, darker. You know, like she was tired of being, you know, men's, so not choice, that's what I'm looking for.
I
Infatuation.
Mm. I've been a lot of men's infatuation.
A lot of men's infatuation.
This is child.
So, growing up, I always thought,
I have no idea why people are not attracted to me. If you die, you just crazy.
You know what? I say, you're not attracted to me, something's wrong with you.
Exactly.
If a girl's not attracted to me, how long has she been gay?
You know what, Breeze? I say the same damn thing. If a man's not attracted to me, he's straight. He's really straight.
So, Boo Daddy is so straight.
Boo Daddy can kiss my ass right now because I'm still not talking to him.
You gonna say okay?
Oh, God.
I mean, I
oh, God.
I didn't know where that was going. No, I'm not saying that you're gay.
I mean, because you just said you think a woman not attracted to you, she gay. I mean, we just
cool. Somebody not act on it. You can find somebody attractive and not act on it. There's nothing wrong with that. No harm,
no
foul.
No, everybody who's attracted to me, they act on it.
No, no, somebody said they'll cut you. Keep going.
Because I'm cute. So, of course, I mean, say hey or something like that. Like, I mean, don't just.
They say Boo Daddy knows what's good.
So I tell you, growing up in Colorado, where I associated, I said this one time before on the show, but I associated light skin with was biracial. You know, they were, you know, black and white, black Indian, black Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I was searching myself. So I actually thought, and still do, I'm not gonna lie. I thought I was brown skin and not dark skin, but I say brown skin. It wasn't until
you are not brown skin.
It wasn't until I was 21, the first time I was called light skin, and I was like, I paid no mind. We had this show some months ago.
Right, I don't
and
know
you,
what's wrong
and
with
you. And
you
said you light skin. I'm looking around like, well, I'm talking to you. I was like, I never put me.
You know, sometimes folks be so delusional, it don't make no sense. He ain't light skinned.
No, but I told you why. Well, and then, like, even in my family, a lot of them come from a town called Choctaw in Alabama. They're half Choctaw Indians. So, again, what I saw light skin was biracial. So, that was my idea of, you know, light skin. Not to say that.
Boy,
you know,
look at your skin.
Well, compared to somebody half white, you have Mexican, I'm darker. You know, okay, my family that's half, you know, talks to Indian half black, I'm darker than them.
Breathing.
And then Coco, she calls me bronze.
You are not bronze. You light.
I'm not light. Michael Ealy is light.
They're different, just like they're different shades to dark skin, there are different shades to light skin.
There's different shades to dark skin.
Right.
Okay.
I agree.
So I am dark skin.
Well, let me first, just so we don't confuse the listeners, my Coco calls me bronze. My Coco.
Because,
you know, we
Yes, because
the listeners.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. I'm like, I knew that. I don't call
you bronze.
I call you breezy. I call you breezy. All right.
You're right.
Oh, God. So, what's up? We got,
what,
8 minutes left?
We have 7 whole.
You're on my foot.
You get your foot out the way.
Yeah, y'all playing footsie.
No, we're not.
Say that real quick, too.
He be playing footsie with me and stuff.
No.
He be hugging me at work and whatnot.
You don't even like hugs. You don't even like hugs.
He be putting his stuff on me.
I don't. I don't. Trust me, I don't.
He does.
Do you move your body part that he does put it on?
I did up? Like this one time, and he was like, yeah.
I was going EEO. Why? To get paid. So, yeah.
I'm really shocked. It's, I mean, like, literally, as big as your head is, seriously, I cannot believe that you cried because somebody said you was fat.
Wait, do you really believe I have a big head?
I'm talking about...
No, like, seriously, like, do you... No, Breezy, not like that. Stop!
No, I'm just saying, I was like, I shook my hair how she took it.
Wait.
No. I don't think she took it that way. Like, do you really think that I have a big head? Like, that I have an ego?
Absolutely.
You really think that?
Absolutely.
No, you shouldn't think that.
I'm going to say one word.
Okay.
Jamaica.
Well. Jamaica's different.
It's just one and the same to me.
It's Jamaica's different. Jamaica is the other person. Jamaica is the other person.
It's one and the same.
Yeah. I have feelings. I'm sensitive.
Very sensitive. I am very. I am learning.
I don't have a big ego.
But you do.
I think I have a lot of confidence.
Okay, ego. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't have an ego. Mm-hmm. I don't have a
listen.
I don't have a big ego. I don't. I have a lot of confidence. I don't have a big ego. You really think that? You're the only person that thinks that. So it's not
lies. Lie.
You're the only person that thinks that.
I know what I am is the only person who will tell you.
No, you're the only person that believes that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I understand. And not saying other to you in any way.
It is.
But I do think people suffer from high self-esteem.
Mm.
Nothing much. I can tell you. I can give some examples. Not you. Now, she might think that.
But
I do.
Suffer from high self-esteem?
Yeah.
How do you suffer from high self-esteem?
Okay, well, you don't suffer from that because you like compliments too much. You need them. You thrive off of them. It's just sickening.
Yeah, if I'm looking good one day, if, you know, when I got the fresh bangs.
Want somebody to compliment you. What you told me was every day I expect you to give me a compliment.
Because every day I'm cute. So give me a fucking compliment.
Again.
That's just confidence.
Your twin said, we are the same. We are egomaniacs. So know yourself and be okay.
I don't like it right now. I'm going to go to bed. Work on time. How about that?
So obviously, I'm not the only one who thinks that.
You're the only one that thinks that. You're
you have a twin.
Suffer from high self-esteem?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I don't suffer from that. I have realistic expectations about who I am. I will say that here, I guess, turning 40, I have a greater appreciation. I mean, I've always had it because I'm confident. Like, when I look good, I know I look good. Let me get in a pump, and I'll be like, yeah, this is what it is. But then when I would look in the mirror and I was naked, I'd be like, listen, you can tighten that up. You can tighten this up. And now... She's silly. She said, we are realistically cute.
Thank you.
Anywho. But when I look in the mirror now and I see all of this, I be like, yes, all of that. You got nice boobs. You got nice legs. All right,
so
yes.
How do you feel about people like Monique? You know, Monique wrote a book, you know, Skinny Girls Are Evil. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Monique now?
Yeah. I've been seeing her lately. She's nice. I mean, she's still thick.
No, I'm saying, but for someone that was, I think she come into like she did not want to lose weight or.
Well, she didn't, I feel like that has more to do with, you know, appreciating your body for where it is right now. Okay. But then she also goes back, had it not been for her husband saying, listen, that's too much on you. She did it because he said, that's too much. So it wasn't necessarily that she had this moment where she was sitting in the on the couch and she was like, "God dang, I'm just fat as shit, and I need to change this for my life." No, he was like, she was, well, what she said was they was doing something and she was running up there and she jumped on him and he was like, "How much you weigh?"
Is that the best way to set up
someone?
You're right. Is that the best way?
But you
and
know
he
what?
Was like, "Uh-uh, that's too much.
If
y'all gonna be doing something strange for a piece of change, you know, respect my back," is what he was saying.
Whatever gets you motivated.
You can't be mad at him for telling the truth. You big, okay, and do something about it. Or not.
I read this article someone did. She had purchased some workout equipment from Beachbody.com.
Mm-hmm.
And her living work at the time was like, "Why you have it? You don't have a Beachbody."
Oh.
Now, before him saying that, she had put on workout anyway. Mm. They, you know, soon thereafter broke up. But like, that's like Monique's husband.
I would have looked at him and been like, "Oh, you tried it." I mean, but did you break up with him because he was telling the truth? I mean,
well, like I said, after reading the article, they broke up later. I'm pretty sure that might have been, you know, a crack in the window, but not the final.
I mean, honesty is a beautiful thing, but I mean, really, come on, because the goal, if you order stuff from Beachbody.com, you don't already have a Beachbody. Your goal is to have a Beachbody. For instance, I get close to Under Armour because I want to look like the Under Armour mannequin. I've always told my husband that is my goal. I'm going to look like the Under Armour mannequin. Therefore, I will buy.
Happening.
You don't know. Wow. Wow. And I can't wait till I do. Because, honey, when I come in here with all my chest out and this belly flat and this waist snatch, y'all be like, "Damn."
And on that note, I see we have a couple, about a minute and a half left. Dr. J, what's on the agenda for next week? Maybe you can get back to you when to be your Under Armour model.
Next week, be my turn.
Well, she did 2 weeks in a row. I think one was a topic that part two. Yeah, but she did it. Of your topic, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Next week, we're going to be talking about, and I'm going to pose this question, I'm going to put this question out here.
Mm-hmm.
Should transgender women be accepted into all-girl colleges?
Do I make my comment now or
nope. I want you to think about it. And
y'all better call in because I got a whole bunch to say. And you ain't going to like it.
You know what? To be honest, I'm indifferent. I don't see why they should. I mean, shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
How you going to let him give his opinion, but then you tell me to hold up?
Because you have a lot.
I have a lot to say.
I mean, if that's my opinion, man, do what you want to do. I'm indifferent.
Okay, so we'll talk about it next week. And of course, that question comes along with: should transgender men be accepted into all male colleges?
Okay, it's time to go. Adios. We love you,
muchachos. Not gonna be a flash flood until midnight. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Except for 4 to midnight.